This I believe. Major General Merwin H. Silverthorne is commanding officer of the Marine Corps Recruit Depot at Parris Island in South Carolina. A veteran of more than 35 years of service, General Silverthorne fought in two world wars and has received both the Distinguished Service Medal and the Legion of Merit. This is his creed.
I believe first and foremost in the kingdom of God and the necessity of being attuned to God's plan in order to live a successful life. This belief, coupled with obedience to the golden rule, would suffice for all other precepts if man accepted it. Unfortunately, this is not yet so. Thus, it becomes necessary for each one of us to locate the landmarks by which we can orient our position in God's world. I have thus arrived at beliefs which I have accepted as basic. The role of the family is very important. I do not mean illustrious ancestors or family position. I do mean that the training and love that one receives in childhood prepares one to a high degree in a competitive world. Having dealt with young men in peace and war during a professional career of more than 35 years, the advantages of family training and parental love have been very apparent. The conclusion, of course, is the requirement on the part of the parent to be not only a teacher, but a living example of all that is true and wholesome. I believe heaven and hell exist on earth. By that I mean that we are rewarded here on earth for the good deeds we perform, and we suffer for our evil deeds. Evil deeds do not necessarily mean illegal deeds. This belief must be measured by our lifespan, not by a few years. Kindness, understanding, tolerance, and fairness are important ingredients of good deeds. I truly believe that it is better to give than to receive. I believe that one of the best rules of conduct is that laid down in Matthew, in which the King of Man tells us that as we are helpful to one of the least, so are we helpful to him. In the matter of death, battle events have made me a fatalist, believing that when our time to depart this earth arrives, there is nothing we can do to forestall it. But my fatalistic thinking does not go so far as to throw normal precaution to the wind. I do not believe that we can drift with the tide in our daily lives and expect God to look out for us. I have found that one of the basic ingredients of a contented life, and a life cannot be successful without contentment, is to accept as our principal endeavor only that one which we want most to do. This pertains particularly to employment. I believe in spiritual comfort through reading the Bible and in prayer. There have been several instances in my experience where a real earthly trouble has been dissipated after reading the Bible. Prayer is one means I have found to seek the harmony of God's kingdom. I have seen the power of prayer work for others through me. Only a few months ago, a man under my command was accused of a serious crime, and the evidence against him was exceedingly strong. He requested permission to see me, not for the purpose of having the charge dismissed, but in order to interest me in his side of the story. I interrogated him for 5 continuous hours and concluded that he was innocent. To his great astonishment, I dismissed the charges. As he was passing through the doorway, I called him back. Here was a sergeant with several years' experience who truly could be called a hard-boiled Marine. I asked him if he had prayed before he had come to see me. He said, "Yes, twice, this morning." The entire circumstance of the case was quite unusual, and my interjection into the case was not routine. I have a firm belief that his prayer was the motivating power behind my actions of that day. Finally, I believe no greater blessing can be received on this earth than a loving wife and successful children.
That was Major General Merwin H. Silverthorne of the United States Marine Corps. His understanding outlook is particularly important since he is responsible for the welfare of thousands of young recruits each year. His 3 sons are all following in their father's footsteps as Marine Corps officers.